This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 3 for Ksuvos Daf Zayin. We are about 15 or so lines from the bottom of the page on Zayin Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu Rabbanan Mevarchin Berchas Chasanim Mevais Chasanim. The Braisa teaches that the Sheva Brachos are reciting the Beis Chasanim, which, as Rashi says, Beis Chasanim, about 6 or so lines down into the thin lines, Kishe Nichnisa L'Chupas Nisuin. When the wife enters the chuppah, that's when sheva brachos are appropriate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bevesa erisin mevarchenosa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can even say berchas chasanim after kiddushin, af bevesa erisin, says Rashi, kishem mikadsha mevarchen kol berchas chasanim can mefarsh. He says, no, even you can say Berchas Erisin, you can say Berchas Chasanim, even in Beveso Erisin, even in after Kiddushin, you don't need to wait for Chuppah. Amar Rabbi, Uvi Yehuda Shanu. Oh, but Rabbi comes to qualify and say, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that you can say all the Sheva Brachos even right after Kiddushin? That's only in Yehuda. Why? Because they would have Yichud in Yehuda, as we'll learn later on. Take a look at Rashi, Shemis Yachid Imah, says Rashi, Be'erusin, after Erusin, in Yehuda, in Judea, in those towns, they would have Beis Lachem and Chevron, etc. They would have Yichud even after Kiddushin, before Chuppah. Kedesha Yilibo Gaspa, so there would be a greater affection and attraction because they'll come on. But, and we'll learn later on, there are questions about Tanis Besulim after that because of the concern since they've been together, been secluded together. Lefikach Mevarchim Berchas Chasanim Mitzchila. That's why you're able to make Berchas Chasanim Sheva Brachos even after Kiddushin. Detanim Maseches Kala. We learn in Maseches Kala below bracha asur labala kenida. A kala without sheva brachos is asur to abala like kenida. So in order for them to be misyache together, it's appropriate to have those brachos. That is the first brisa. Tanya. Idach, mevarchin birchas chasanim, beveis chasanim, ubirchas erisin, beveis erisin. So this brisa says there's a special bracha that's recited in the beis erisin, even in the regular beis erisin, even not in, not mentioning Yehuda at all. So the Gemara says, again, birchas erisin, beveis erisin, birchas erisin, my mevarich. So what is the Berchas Erisin? What kind of bracha do you make? So Ravin bar Rav Adav, Rabba bar Rav Adav, Tavayu Mishmei de Rav Yehuda Amri. This is the nusach of the bracha. Mat Hashem, Berachat Hashem. Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kivishanu mitzvah v'sifzanu al ha'arayos. V'asar lanu, so there's already a mitzvah on the prohibition of arayos, which is interesting. V'asar lanu arusos, and the chachamim came along and said that we're not allowed to live with an arusa after kiddushin. That's still prohibited. V'hitir lanu es hanesuos al yedei chupa v'kiddushin, but through chupa and kiddushin, interesting the order. Usually, kiddushin is before chupa. The nesuos after chupa v'kiddushin, they are permitted, and that is the nusach. And Rav Acha. Sounds like according to the first opinion, there is no siyum habracha. There's only a bracha at the beginning and a bracha at the end. But these amorim said, no, you end with brachat Hashem v'kadesh Yisrael al yedei chupa v'kiddushin. So what's the basis of the machlokas, whether we conclude the bracha with a baruch or not? So man delo chasim, the one who does not conclude the bracha, the first opinion, midi dahave abrechas peros, v'abrechas mitzos, that we treat brachas erisin similar to brachos on food, brachos on fruit, brachos on mitzvos, which only have one baruch. Uman de chasim, midi dahave kiddusha, says it's more like Kiddush, and Kiddush is a longer bracha. Longer brachos not only start with a baruch, they end with a baruch. And that's the way we would treat Berchas Erisin. Of course, the custom for us is to have a concluding bracha. Take a look at Rashi, V'asar lo nasarusos, so it's a little bit less than halfway down, Midi Rabbanon. An arusa after Kiddushin, she's an eshes ish. She needs a get in order for them to separate. Nonetheless, the Rabbana don't allow them to live together. Shegazru al hayichud shel penuya. They, of course, the Chachamim made a gezer on a yichud of penuya of an unmarried woman completely. But of afarusa lo hitiru ad shetikones lechupa ubi bracha. She has to enter the chuppah and have sheva brachos, and then the arusa is permitted. Kedepishis kalabalo chup bracha asul abal kanida. As we mentioned. Aye, why are you making a bracha then if the whole concept of Erusin is you're telling me that this is only midirabbanan, meaning the fact that they are usher to each other. I'm making the bracha v'asa lanos harusos, that whole isser is an isser derabbanan. That's okay. No, you can say Hashem commanded us and he prohibited, even though it's the Chachamim prohibited, as we have in Ner Chanukah as well, where the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, either lo tasur min hadavar, we have to listen to the Chachamim, and therefore I can say asher kedishanu b'mitzvah savitzivonu, that Hashem commanded us on this mitzvah derabbanan, true for Ner Chanukah, true for Megillah, or the Pasuk sha'al avicha. Okay, next. So if you take a look at Rashi, Birchas HaMitzvos, Rashi says, Ala Shchita, Ala Mila, these are examples of Birchas HaMitzvos. Dekeven dekula chada hodohi, vein hefsek, bakasha bein tayim, lo baya chasima. Why don't you need a chasima by a Birchas HaMitzvah? Because it's all one theme. It's one idea. It's thank you Hashem for the mitzvah. There's no bakasha in between, as opposed to some other brachos that we have. So that's why we don't need to end with a bracha when it comes to a Birchas HaMitzvah, etc. What about if you hold that you do need a chasima for Birchas Eris? The next Rashi, Midi Dahava Akidusha. It's more like Kiddush. On Shabbos, we begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Olam. Kiddush, Shabbos, Yontif, etc. And then we end with Baruch Atah Hashem again, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Kevan de Balashon Kiddushi. Oh, why we compare it to Kiddusha? Well, it has the word Kadosh in it. We're using the language of Mikadesh. Asher Kiddushanu ala Vitzvanu ala Arayos. And Mikadesh Yisrael, etc. So, because of that, it's Kiddush Hayom. So, Chasminon ba Kihasam. So, we end it like we end Kiddush. Why do we end by Kiddush Mishim Diyesh ba Hefsek? There is a Hefsek in Kiddush. Kigon, Kihiyom Techilol Mikre Kodesh. That's Hefsek. That's saying, parenthetically, by the way, Kiddush, Shabbos, is the first of the Mikrei Kodesh. Look in Parshas Emor. Indeed it is. Elamar de Hashem, and the first thing we mention is Shabbos. So, but that's off topic a little bit. So the fact that Kiddush has that Hefsek is the reason why we have to have a concluding bracha. And since Birchas Erisin begins with Asher Vitzivanu, Kiddushanu Vitzivon al Arayos, it's about Kiddushin. So, because of that, we feel not to Hashem Kiddushan all brachos, brachas hamitzvah begin like that, but the fact that it's about being mekadesh, it's about kiddushin, so it's like kiddush, and we should have a concluding bracha like kiddush. The Rosh famously is known for his comment here in Siman Yud Beis in our perek, where the Rosh makes the following comment. He says, "Yesh makshim al nusach brachas ulamein mevarchin asher kedushanu b'mitzvah savit zivanu lekadeshes so isha." Why do you make a simple bracha lekadeshes so isha? That would be a nice short bracha on the mitzvah of kiddushin. Vote and moreover, heichan matzinu bracha kazosh mevarchin al masha asalon akadosh baruch hu. Since when do we find a bracha that you make a bracha when Hashem asers upon us? That's what we're doing. Malo ein onu bevarchim shasalon ever manachai v'hitir lado es hashochot. When we do shchita, we don't say I'm about to do shchita bracha mechalam. You asered ever manachai, but you allowed us to eat something that shechted. We don't do that. So why are we doing that here? Vote mayin lahaskir arayos mekan. Why would I mention Arayos here at all? Getting married, you have to mention all the women who are usher by Arayos. V'od malo lahaskir chupik v'kan kevan shem mevarchin birchas erusin v'reis erusin uvelochub. Why have to mention chup at all? Birchas erusin is for erusin. It's for kedushin that happens way before chup, or certainly in the olden days. V'nirali says the Rosh ki bracha zu ena bracha lasias hamitzvah. This is not a berachas mitzvah. It's not a bracha on the performance of the mitzvah of marriage. You know why? Because that's not in the marriage. Kipirya virivya hainu kiyum hamitzvah. Because the real kiyum hamitzvah is pruvu. The Agos Hashri says, Mishum de'ein asiyasa gemar mitzvah. The marriage itself, the kiddushin itself, is not the gemar mitzvah. Aye, why don't we then say the bracha at the time of nisuin? Because the answer is, this is Agos Hashri I'm reading from, Shas Nisuin Nami Lom Avarachin Deshema Havi Bracha Levatala. How so? Deshema Lo Yiskuli Banos Yachad. Maybe they want to have children. Brachas Erisin Luchud, Brachas Nisuin Luchud. And they're two separate brachos. And therefore, Lekach Mevarchin Bahamayim Berber Priagofen. And that's why you'll notice we make up Agofen twice. V'yeshano agin lahafsik beinayim alikros haksuva kach kolshem b'shuvas Rashi. It's an old minhag to be master between the erusin and the nisuin at our chuppas, where we do kiddushin and nisuin together with the ringing of the chuppah. But either way, back to the Rosh who says it's not a berachas hamitzvah because pur revu is the mitzvah. V'im lokach pilegesh v'kiim pirvi rivya einam uchuv l'kad yeshisha. How do I know that kiddushin is not a mitzvah? Because I can fulfill the gemar mitzvah of pur revu even without kiddushin through a pilegesh. V'chein hanosi zekena islandis. O akara v'chein tzuris chama shenasa mevarchin birchas chasanim v'en chiyuv v'mitzvazu she'en ba kiyum mitzvaz peririvya. Let's say you're marrying where the man is impotent or the woman is in akara, the woman is very elderly. So that's not a mitzvah there. You're not going to be kind of mitzvah peririvya. Hilkoch v'hilkoch lo nitakna bracha mitzvazu. So that's why with the mitzvah, we don't have a nusuch of a bracha the kadeshish, because that's not the real mitzvah peririvu. Ah, the af benose isha l'shem piravir rivya. Let's say you are getting married for the purpose piravu. Kevan efshar l'kayim mitzvah piravir below kiddushin. As we said, you can fill a mitzvah through a pilegesh for that kiddushin. V'lo dami l'shchita sheinu mechuyev l'shchot v'lechol v'afilu hachik shu shochi lechol mevarech. Hold on 1 second. Shchita is similar, no? When it comes to shchita, if I don't want to eat an animal, I can eat other foods. I don't have to shech that animal. So there, it shouldn't be a berachas mitzvah either. The same way I can be mekayim pruravu through pilegesh, and I don't have to do kiddushin, so kiddushin is not a mitzvah. I can eat and survive without shechting an animal. So why does that earn a berachas mitzvah? Dahasam ef sharlo lecho below shchita. If you want to eat an animal, you have to shecht. Aval hacha efter lekayim piravirav below kiddushin. But here, you can fulfill piravu without kiddushin. Ah, v'gam hasam, another reason. Afke krub, alashun tzivu, yichsin, v'zavachta v'achalta. The pasuk there says in the Chumash, v'zavachta v'achalta, uses the language of tzivu. So therefore, I can have a nusuch abracha, and a bracha that has a nusuch of asher kedishanu, etc. V'tzivanu, and without speaking about, and just speaking about the mitzvah. But aval hacha, ksiv ki kach ish, and pashas ki seitze. That's all it says. V'od, it doesn't speak a lot of language of mitzvah. So I have to make a nusuch abracha that speaks about the Avera of Arayus. Instead, the Ode, another reason why Shchita is different. By Kachim, it's impossible. By Kachim, I have to shecht, I have to slaughter. And since thereafter shecht, there was already a Nusuch that was composed for Karbanos, so we use that for Chulin as well. So what is Berchas, what is then the Berchas Erisin? Says the Rosh, Ubrachazu, Nitakna, Lase Shevach, Lakarish Baruch, Hashem, Gisham, Zom, Zom, Vivdilanu, Minhamim, it's Shevach and Hodah, which is why there's a Machlokas. According to the Rosh, I can make this Bracha after the Kiddushin. The Rambam holds it to Berchas HaMetzvah, I would make it before, and that's our Minhag. According to the Rosh, though, I would do it properly after the Kiddushin. That's when we make Shevach Hodah. Vitzvivana, the Kadi, Isha hamuteres lanu v'lo achas ben arayos. Yeah, where it's shevach to Hashem that we have these arayos that are prohibited, and you gave us these women who are mutter to us. Okay, well, so that much we'll say in the Rosh. One other point: if you take a look at Tosfos Dibur Hamaschil Shenamar, Going back to the other sugya, the fourth Tosfos on the bottom on Zayin Amud Beis, he makes the following interesting point. If Vaseches Kala, De Maisikra, De Vayivaruch Hu Es Rivka. So we've been discussing in the previous year that the source of Sheva Brachos is what? Is Boaz and Narasara Zekanim. And yet, the Maseches Kala brings another source. The fact that they blessed Rivka is the source of making Sheva Brachos. Ikal Neymar, Dohosam, Birchas Erisin, Vahacha Birchas Nisuin. Ah, that's the source of Birchas Erisin, which is our topic today. And Boaz is the source of Birchas Nisuin. Now, so Vyesh Lilmod Misham, Sheyesh Levarech Birchas Erisin, Leisha Hamiskadeshas Aide Shliach. Interesting. So you see from here that it is appropriate to make a Birchas Erisin even if the woman is being Mikudeshas through a Sharil Shaliach. How do I know? Share Eliezer Shaliach Haya. Because Eliezer was a Shaliach. Now, Venera says Tosas though, Das Machta Baalmihi. That's really only an asmachta, that pasuk by Rivka, because after all, there's no mention of 10. V'nir das machta b'almi, das sara lo mishtama mihasam. Right? That's not, v'lo ari pashte dekrabi b'chas erisin. The simple reading of the pasuk by Baruch Hu Rivka was not, they were giving Rivka a blessing for her future, they weren't making the b'chas erisin. Nonetheless, that is, seems to be one of the, it's an asmachta, it's a support for the idea, but the real source of b'chas, chasanim, and maybe even b'chas erisin, is the story of Boaz, where we had Asara that teaches us we need a minion.